Well, here's a true story. This is a very well-documented true story. About 2.5 years ago, I was playing down in Birmingham, Alabama, at the university down there, and I was all alone backstage getting ready to come out and do a concert. I wasn't really alone because there was this older woman backstage. She's a janitor, and she's pushing a broom around. And she pushed herself up next to me, and she said, "So you're the guy who's going to sing tonight, huh?" I said, "Yep." She said, "You know, I've never heard of you." I said, "Well, you're not alone. Don't feel bad." She said, "What do you do?" Now, you see, this is why musicians have agents, because we just do what we do. We don't worry about describing it. But I was there all alone. This woman's asking me a question. So I said, "Well, I don't know. I play a bunch of instruments, but really, I guess what I do is I tell stories. Sometimes I tell the stories, most times I sing them." She said, "Okay, so tell me a story." And so I was wearing my banjo. Well, I kind of like this woman. So, you know, so I figured, okay, I'm play John Henry for her. She said, "That's pretty good. You know, I might stick around and listen from back here. You know, I wouldn't pay to go sit out there." And I said, "All right, you tell me a story." Now see, at this point, most people would back right off, but not her. She stuck that broom up and plopped her elbow down on top of it, stuck the other hand on her hip, looked me straight in the face, and she told me the most incredible story I've ever heard in my life. And I was just stopped dead in my tracks. And I went to the stage manager and I said, "Listen, I don't care what you do, but I need 10 minutes before I can go out there." And I ran back to the dressing room and I took out my little tape recorder and I told this story into the tape recorder as best I could remember it. And this is what came out a couple days later. This is a true story, and it happened in 1914. "Oh, my name is Francis Tolliver. I come from Liverpool. 2 years ago, the war was waiting for me after school. To Belgium and to Flanders, to Germany to here, I fought for king and country I love dear. It was Christmas in the trenches, where the frost so bitter hung. The frozen fields of France were still, no Christmas songs were sung. Our families back in England were toasting us that day, their brave and glorious lads so far away. Well, I was lying with my messmates on the cold and rocky ground, when across the lines of battle came a most peculiar sound. Says I, 'Now listen up, me boys,' each soldier strained to hear, as one young German voice sang out so clear. 'He's singing bloody well, you know,' my partner says to me. Soon one by one each German voice joined in harmony. The cannons rested silent and the gas clouds rolled no more, as Christmas brought us respite from the war. Well, as soon as they were finished and the reverent pause was spent, 'God rest ye merry gentlemen,' struck up some lads from Kent. All the next they sang was 'Stille Nacht,' 'Tis Silent Night,' says I, and in two tongues one song filled up that sky. 'There's someone coming towards us,' the frontline sentry cried. All sights were fixed on one lone figure trudging from their side. His truce flag like a Christmas star shone on that plain so bright, as he bravely strode unarmed into the night. Soon one by one on either side walked into no man's land. With neither gun nor bayonet, we met there hand to hand. We shared some secret brandy and we wished each other well, and in a flare-lit soccer game we gave them hell. We traded chocolates, cigarettes, and photographs from home, these sons and fathers far away from families of their own. Young Sanders played his squeeze box and they had a violin, this curious and unlikely band of men."
stole upon us, and France was France once more. With sad farewells we each began for to settle back to war. But the question haunted every heart that lived that wondrous night. Whose family have I fixed within my sights? Just Christmas in the trenches where the frost so bitter hung. The frozen fields of France were warmed as songs of peace were sung. The walls they'd kept between us to exact the work of war had been crumbled and were gone forevermore. Oh, my name is Francis Tolliver, in Liverpool I dwell. Each Christmas comes since World War I, I've learned its lessons well. That the ones who call the shots won't be among the dead and lame. And on each end of the rifle, we're the same.
Those of you who have who are in the Hammer Dulcimer classes have probably observed with considerable dismay this foot pedal that I've got down here on the ground. I have been fortunate enough to spend a lot of time in Central America in the last couple of years, especially in the country of Nicaragua, and the marimba is the national instrument of that country, and I came home eat up with the marimba. And thanks to the genius of my builder, Sam Rosetta, we were able to invent a new instrument. So instead of a dulcimer sounding like that, you can... So we invented the hammerimba. And I'd like to play a couple of tunes. The first is a brand new one. Last January, I was on a tour of the West Coast, and I happened to be going north up the coast while lots and lots of gray whales were going south just off the coast. And I spent a couple of afternoons doing some whale watching off of the coast of Oregon. And this is a tune that came out of that called Leviathan. Thank you. Step, the longest march can be won.
Step by step, the longest march can be won, can be won.
Many stones can form an arch, singly none.
Many stones can form an arch, singly none,
and by union what we will can be accomplished still.
And by union what we will can be accomplished still. Drops of water, drops of water, turn a mill, singly none, singly none. Step by step, the longest march can be won, can be won. Many stones can form an arch, singly none, sing. And by union, and by union, what we will can be accomplished still. Drops of water, turn a mill.
Folks, I've had a great time playing music with you all tonight. But before I part, I just do want to point out that the folks who came up on stage tonight were only a small handful of the people who make events like this possible. And there were lots of other people who worked very hard, so you could see, and the doors were open, and you knew this concert was happening, and you could hear us. And those are the folks who never get the appreciation they deserve. So I'd like you to join me and all the other performers in thanking all those people for their contributions to tonight. Take this down to Wayne's class and get it really in tune and then spot weld the tuners. I'm on my way, I'm on my way up to Canaan's land. I'm on my way up to Canaan's land. I'm on to Canaan's land. I'm on my way, glory, hallelujah, Lord, I'm on my way. Sing that part with me. I'm on my way, glory, hallelujah, Lord, I'm on my way. Won't you take my hand and come and go with me? Won't you take my hand, come and go with me? Won't you take my hand, come and go with me? I'm on my way, glory, hallelujah, Lord, I'm on my way. Oh, I'm on my way up to Canaan's land. I'm on my way up to Canaan's land. Oh, I'm on my way up to Canaan's land. I'm on my way, glory, hallelujah, Lord, I'm on my way. Oh, if you won't go, if you won't, don't you hinder me. Well, if you won't go, don't you hinder me. Well, if you won't go, don't you hinder me. Well, I'm on my way, glory, hallelujah, Lord, I'm on my way. Well, it's a mighty hard road, but I'm on my way. Yes, it's a mighty hard road, but I'm on my way. Well, it's a mighty hard road, but I'm on my way. I'm on my way, glory, hallelujah, Lord, I'm on my way. And every step of the way, every step, Satan lies awaiting. Every step of the way, Satan lies awaiting. Every step of the way, Satan lies awaiting. But I'm on my way, glory, hallelujah, Lord, I'm on my way. We're on our way up to Canaan's land. We're on our way up to Canaan's land. On our way up to Canaan's land. We're on our way, glory, hallelujah, Lord, we're on our way. Good singing. Thank you very much. We'd like to get Karen Mueller, Michael Klein, Pete Sutherland, Karen, you here? You come up here too. Yeah, you. Come on, we need somebody who can sing like you can sing, Maggie. We're gonna have a huddle back here for a minute.
Bright morning stars are rising. Bright morning stars are rising. Bright morning stars are rising.
Fathers,
oh, where
Thank you and good night.